Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 10th day of November 2005, and we don't have any guests today. In fact, I even canceled some guests so we can have time to cover all the news and, yes, take your phone calls. A lot of them in the first hour, in the second hour, in the third hour. I want to take a lot of phone calls today. We want to talk about the oil company executives up there lying their hearts out. You want to discuss the news coming out about the use of chemical weapons in Fallujah and other areas, or what's happening with our economy, the new incoming Federal Reserve Chairman. This article, CDC may send 1918 flu to various U.S. labs. Yes, let's mail it around lots of different places. IBM calls for global identity management solution. Only your global ID card can keep you safe. A big stack of news on RFID tracker chips to go into everything and to literally control our lives. And I didn't talk enough about this yesterday. It's horrible news. It's happening. San Francisco approves handgun ban, total handgun ban, unless you're the government rulers. You can have all the guns you want. And here's an article that's been picked up by AP, Yahoo, you name it. This is the headline. Planet-dissolving dust cloud is headed towards Earth! Of course, it's going to be hundreds of millions of years till it gets here, but they don't tell you that till the end of the article. if I had one of these little neocon disinfo shows, I would talk about this for an hour and then tell you at the end of the hour, oh, by the way, it won't be here for millions of years. Or I would hold off. I would hold off on this until April Fool's Day, but we will get into more detail on this little article, this little gem. Scores dead in three Amman hotel bombings. Israel's evacuated before the attack. That's Haaretz. Don't forget the Haaretz headline yesterday about how they had the bombing off the coast of Venezuela, string of bombings, and they've arrested an Israeli. And do not forget that now the supposed mastermind bomber of the Bali bombings has blown himself up, just like the Madrid bombings. They conveniently blow themselves up, and so we'll get into that. And cars are being set ablaze all over Belgium in new copycat attacks, and the burning is now going into the 15th day in, I guess, about 8-9 hours when the clock goes around over in France. Yes, they're about 8 hours ahead of us. And curfew for riot-hit to French towns just isn't really working. I mean, things have lessened a bit, but the frolicking race war is just continuing as the globalists have designed it to. And, of course, there'll be a massive police state crackdown on the general public, and the government will actually accelerate the illegal aliens they're bringing in. Oh, they're going to deport like 100 people who were illegal aliens. That's like once a year they raid a Walmart and bust 4 or 5 illegal aliens. And then meanwhile, they accelerate the levels of total amnesty and all these cities that are shit sanctuary cities. So you watch, and France is announcing, oh, don't worry, we're going to keep pumping in all the precious illegal aliens legal aliens. And why their minister over there has gotten really tough. He says, we're going to deport anybody involved in the rioting, even those that have visas, i.e. green cards, even those that have work visas. We're going to deport all the illegal aliens and even legal ones. Ooh, radical. 100 of them. That'll really do something. Interesting article out of New Scientist, gravity tractor beam to deflect earthbound asteroids. Man, you just gotta love it. So much news, and your calls, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, InfoWars.com. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. 8 minutes, 25 seconds into this live Thursday, the 10th day of November, 2005 edition. We're going to plunge straight into the news and have wide open phones today. Jim and David and Johnny Reb and JR, everybody, your calls are coming up. I tell you, this is a scary little news story here. CDC may send 1918 flu to various U.S. labs. So they dig it up out of the permafrost near the North Pole, a dead whaler, and then they start mass producing it, and they've got it at different labs already around the United States, and they've got other flus that they've engineered that are 39,000 times more deadly than even this one. This is the one that killed 50 million people, reportedly, back during World War I around Europe and the rest of the planet. And at the same time, they're telling us to give up all of our freedoms, and we're going to have to accept martial law because a deadly flu is going to hit us any minute. And then remember about 6-7 months ago, the government mailed to over, what was it, like 8,000-plus locations around the U.S. and the world, another super deadly flu they'd engineered, just mailing it around everyone until finally doctors opened it up and said, wait a minute, and looked up the code sequencing number and said, this stuff will eat the paint off your house. Just everything they can. Now there's plausible deniability by doing this, by mailing it out to everybody and their dog. when it does get released, they can claim that al-Zawahiri did it, and he's only been killed 10 times and captured 15 times, and his lieutenants have been killed scores of times. And oh, he's behind the latest bombings, too. Oh, yeah, don't worry that down in Trinidad, they caught the Israeli who they believe has been behind the bombings, and they have the motive, and their own government admits they've carried out bombings before by their own enemies, and our own government does it. Let's just ignore all that. It's al-Zawahiri. Even though a lot of mainstream publications are now saying he is a CIA manufactured boogeyman. He is a figment, a goblin creature stalking the netherworld of our subconscious. He is the Goldstein. He is the anathema demon that populates the darkness in the hinterland and lives under beds and in dark closets when you're 5 years old. But I assure you, his creators, they are quite real, and they are monstrous indeed, and they are in control of our society. But CDC Mason 1918 flu virus, the various U.S. labs, this is out of the Associated Press, federal scientists say they will consider requests to ship the recently recreated 1918 killer flu virus to select U.S. research labs, which are peopled and populated by known Russian and Chinese and Israeli spies. There are 300 non-government research labs registered to work with deadly germs like the Spanish flu. That's right. And they're going to open, already are opening, 36 level 4 bioweapons labs in major cities around the country under BioShield 1. BioShield 2 is for total vaccine liability protection across the board for drug makers and forced injections and open martial law and the funding for that martial law. Now martial law is on the nightly news. It's just an openly discussed thing, and they acclimate and prepare us, as we said they would do. Dangerous biological agents are routinely shipped through commercial carriers like FedEx and DHL following government packaging safety and security guidelines. Yes, but the SWAT team needs to search your house because, you know, drugs fund Al-Qaeda. Sure. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will consider requests for samples from those labs on a case-by-case basis, CDC spokesman Von Robuck said Wednesday. And then when the globalists release the Spanish flu, which they very well might do, or some other souped-up version and claim it's that, then they can go bust some doctor and some Arab doctor working in one of the labs and claim he did it. And, of course, the government gets martial law and corporations get full control of our lives. But don't worry, we'll have some Arab to pillory on TV. Last month, U.S. scientists announced they had created from scratch the 1918 virus. I thought you dug it up. It was the first time an infectious agent behind a historic global pandemic had ever been reconstructed. Researchers said they believe it would help to develop defenses against the threat of future pandemic involving from bird flu, which was found to have similar characteristics to the 1918 virus. Notice, they magically dig this up 5 years ago, and I said on air, you watch, we're going to be threatened by this. Some enemy terrorist is going to have it. You know, this threat's coming, and no one will discuss how they dug it up magically, and then right when it comes online, right when they have it available, right when they make a vaccine, there'll be a global threat right at that exact point. Just all magically, total coincidence, of course. Meanwhile, the global government openly says in policy papers that they want to kill 80% of us plus. And they've been caught radiating and biological testing and spreading syphilis and doing all of this 1,000-plus times, literally, and we're just supposed to trust them. And I used the analogy on TV last week. Somebody called in and said, well, Alex, you know, don't vaccines help us? Can't vaccines do something good, you know, like polio? And I said, look, well, here's my goofy analogy. Let's say that there's a guy known as the Milk Killer. And 25 years ago, he snuck into an elementary school and he injected poison into 20 milk cartons, and a bunch of kids got sick and a few of them died. There is no one such as the Milk Killer, folks. There have been the Tylenol poisoners and other stuff. But this is an analogy. I'm not saying this happened. This is an analogy. And then he goes to a mental institution, and 25 years later, he's released, and then he moves in with his brother, and they live across the street from me. And it's all over the news, and are we safe? Why they released the Milk Killer? And then there's a, you know, knock on my door, and I go on down to the door, and I open it up, and there's the Milk Killer. And he's got a big, frosty bottle with a nice little plastic cap on the top of milk, and he just says, hello, Mr. Jones, I brought some delicious, creamy, frosty milk for your children. Now, you see, it isn't that I dislike milk. It isn't that I don't think milk might be nutritious and good for us. It isn't that I'm saying milk itself is bad. It's that serial killer psychopaths who have been caught over and over and over again doing this are pushing this on me. You see, so it isn't that I think vaccines in and of themselves are bad, though they're still very dangerous even if they try to properly manufacture them, much less giving the companies total liability protection on the back of forced inoculations. I mean, this is serious business. And so there you have it. I mean, if the serial killer came to your door and said, I want, you know, the lunatic maniac has been released from the mental institution, he comes to your door, and he wants to give you a big frosty bottle of milk. It isn't that you're against milk. It's who's bringing you the milk. Okay, now I've spent 2 minutes on that, but that was my impromptu analogy. So it's not a debate about vaccines, which themselves are very dangerous, and a lot of evidence shows have spread a lot of new diseases and cancers and other problems. That's all admitted. Certainly, for deadly super pathogens that are killing people or maiming them in mass, and a vaccine shows that there's a cost-benefit analysis, and that, sure, the vaccine's a little bit dangerous and has some side effects, but at least you'll live. Yeah, take the vaccine. But you add into the equation psychopathic government that'll nerve gas its own troops just for no reason, just to test nerve gas on them, that'll kill people on the New York subway, that'll kidnap American children, that'll radiate them, radiate Jewish children, that'll do stuff like this. You can't trust them to do anything. You can't buy into anything they do, anything they say. It's all not just suspect. There's no discussion. It'd be like if a serial killer had gotten out of prison and he wanted to date your 18-year-old daughter, and she still lived at home. You wouldn't have to convince her to not date him, though there are, I guess, some women who actually do like to date the serial killer, so that isn't a good analogy. But, you know, it wouldn't be suspect. There just wouldn't be a question of it. No, you're not going to date, you know, Killer Bob, who likes to saw young women's heads off and put them in a hat box with a pretty pink bow around it. You're just not going to go out with Killer Bob or Killer Bill. So we have a manifestly criminal elite, totally psychopathic, who openly say they want to kill us in 100 different public documents, openly involved in every crime and every sinister activity you can imagine, and they're busy mailing out the equivalent of weaponized superflu. And you go, wait a minute, they haven't mailed this out yet. They've mailed out a bunch of other superflus, folks, that you're constantly mailing them out to everybody. Thousands of labs, over 8,000. And they've bred something that's 39,000 times more deadly than this, and they're talking about mailing that out. And then the cops got the nerve to pull you over, and I want to search your car. Well, officer, that's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Well, things have changed since 9/11. Yeah, our border's more open. I've lost more freedoms. The criminal government's totally out of control, and you haven't woken up to that yet. Okay, that is one article, and I've literally got about 50 that are just as important today. Here's one. IBM calls for global identity management solution. IBM's going to be behind. They've been pushing the world identification card. It was IBM numbers that were stamped on the Jews in the death camps, those little numbers, those little tattoo numbers. IBM ran that. Mr. Watson, the owner and founder of International Business Machines, was a great adherent of Der Fuhrer. And, of course, they're behind it today. RFID tracker tags for visitors to U.S., and that's just the beginning, folks. That'll all be selectively enforced. I do want to talk more about San Francisco approves handgun ban. I mentioned that yesterday, but we can spend an hour on that. Scores dead in 3 Amman hotel bombings. Israelis evacuated before the attack. Jordan on alert as al-Zawahiri claims the blast. That means the CIA claims the blast. Seriously, that's what it means. France to deport foreign rioters. Ooh, they're getting tough. But it's only 120. But they're going to increase the... See, that's just a psychological salve. But the government's openly saying, don't worry, though, we're going to keep bringing in record numbers of our preciouses, because it's part of the plan. Cars set ablaze in Belgium in new copycat attacks. So going into the 14th, 15th day now, Molly Bomber blows himself up in ambush. Ah, how convenient it always magically happens, just like Madrid. That's only the tip of the iceberg. First, your calls, though. When we get back, I'm going straight to your calls. Masses of calls today. Infowars.com. Infowars.net. PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them out.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Jim. Jim, where are you calling us from today, my friend?
New Jersey.
Welcome.
Hey, thanks. I got a couple questions. Did you ever read Adventures in Legal Land by Mark Stevens?
I did scan over that book.
I was just wondering, did you ever have him on the show?
I don't believe I did, sir.
I was just going to say, I listened to some of his interviews. His information, it's very powerful, and, you know, he has some great solutions.
I don't know. The more I think about it, I may have had him on years ago. I don't remember.
Okay.
But I'm opening a bookstore, so I might carry his book sometime.
Oh, good. A lot of people on the David Icke Forum are saying there's a relationship between GCN and ABC and Disney. Is that true?
No, that's totally false, sir.
Did you ever interview the John Gray family and sell the video to 2020?
Nope, none of that's true. I appreciate your call. Thank you for the call. Look, sir, you got your plug, and then you got to sit there and spew your propaganda. Let me just explain this to people. And folks always want me to answer these questions. You understand how the Internet works? It recycles. So why don't you need to answer this? I have answered this. And for some reason, you guys will never go on your little forums and give people my answer. So here it is again. I am not the 57 or 56-year-old Alex Jones Scientologist public relations person. I'm not a Scientologist. I don't know any Scientologist. Okay, do you understand that? You understand that? Is that through your head? I did nothing to those people, the Gray family, but help them. That's pure manufactured propaganda by dirtbag scallywags. Okay? All made up. ABC. We are, quote, an affiliate of ABC. That is the... Do you have, say, I don't know, one of the baby bells for phone service? Then you're with... You're controlled by Southwestern Bell, while you're in the board meetings with Henry Kissinger. I mean, just what a mindless phone call. Let me explain to you how radio works, okay? There are about four radio satellites. ABC, what is it, Clear Channel, Jones Broadcasting, and that's not me, Jones. Okay, I don't own Jones Broadcasting. Those are the folks that syndicate people like Neil Boards. And one other. There are receivers at radio stations. Radio station board ops, owners, program directors have got to be laughing right now because they understand this. There are receivers in there. Okay, these are the receivers that pull down news and programs. Okay, we go, and there's thousands of feeds on these. We go, and for like $5,000 a month, it's very expensive, lease a radio feed, a satellite feed from an ABC satellite. Do you understand, like, when you watch cable at night, that comes off a satellite. If I was to go try to start a cable TV network, it would be on one of the big media giants' things. So this is the... But see, people that are... The COINTELPRO operatives out there are very slick, though. What they do is... I might as well talk about this. I mean, I'm tempted to just expose all these people. I'm kind of been having a change in my view about things because some folks are so poisonous that they need to be exposed. But to explain this to you, and so you can get it through your head, sir, we are not in business with ABC. We are not an affiliate of ABC. We do not carry ABC News. We lease a feed off of their satellite. And by the way, decades ago, the big giants didn't want to lease these to people, and there were actual things in court and laws and Congress had to move to stop the monopoly to force them because they own the backbone. I'm going to tell you something, too. Everything... We do goes over these different systems. My servers are hosted on the backbone of the Internet, you know, in amongst some of the biggest news sites and organizations out there. So is your website, if you have a website. So it's just unbelievable. And I heard your tone, you know, at the beginning. Have you ever interviewed this person? All right, Inquisitor number one question completed. Is it true that you did this? No. Is it true that you did that? No. Is it true that you did this? I mean, how do I respond to people that go on the Internet and go, there is a connection with ABC that we will not let you know the full details of. It is a business relationship. They control them. They have now been bought by them. It's just mindless. It's utterly mindless. I mean, I'm talking into an AKG German microphone. Is there some globalist that owns AKG microphone? Will you come into my studio and go, look at AKG microphone. He's in a league with AKG. It's all pure baloney. Now, we've got total gun confiscation of handguns going on in San Francisco right now. We've got the government preparing to mail around the Spanish flu to different laboratories. We've got serious things to deal with, and I have answered your question. I'm sure I'll answer it 1,000 more times.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Attention drivers, poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment. Cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new in only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, a caller like we had a few minutes ago can really open a can of worms, because I would just love to unload. I mean, it's insane. I got back this weekend. I talked about it Monday, and I was dead. That was the rumor on the internet. Or I'd quit my radio show. I mean, where does this stuff come from? And, you know, I'll get calls months from now off that same stuff on the internet. Have you quit your show? Well, I don't know. Tune in and find out. And you've got to verify information, folks. I made a lot of people mad because I won't get into Planet X, and I won't, you know, sit here and say that Jews are the seed of Satan, and I won't get up here and, you know, do all this stuff. It's just not going to happen. And it is frustrating, though, to get emails every few weeks asking the same stupid questions when the answer is there for a five-year-old to figure out. And I've even answered that question for people before. Well, no, we lease a feed off ABC satellite. Oh, you are. You're with them. And I've actually heard people on the radio criticizing me, who themselves are on a satellite owned by Sumner Redstone. Because there's some TV satellites out there. Viacom. It's amazing. It's absolutely mind-blowing. And then, well, what about the relationship with the Clear Channel? And, yeah, we did lease for a couple years a Clear Channel feed, but even when you lease it from them, they still encode the boxes. Station owners and managers know what I'm talking about. And it was really a big hassle getting them to even let us through on the machines. So we ran into some control mechanisms there, but not just because of who we are. It's anybody. It's very competitive, folks. They try to keep us off their satellites. We have to jump through a lot of hoops. So that's how it comes to you. So next time your mother calls you and, Mother, are you calling me? Do you have AT&T service? AT&T is New World Order, Mother. Do you have a business system with them? Are you controlled by AT&T?
No, honey, I got AT&T phone service.
Literally, that's what it is. We have a feed through there. And see, I just answered it and spent 5 minutes on it, and I apologize to the listeners. I know you tune in here to hear news. But it's just mind-blowing. And then I get emails every few weeks, you piece of garbage, you're not some 30-something-year-old Texan. You're a 68-year-old Alex S. Jones that run the Shorenstein Center. You're an NPR radio broadcaster. There's the proof. There's an Alex Jones who broadcasts on NPR. He's radio. It's him! It's him! You lead a double life! I'm not Alex S. Jones. I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones. And I like my name. I'm not mad at my parents for giving me a popular or common name. There are a lot of Alexes. There's a lot of Joneses. And, you know, I every few weeks I mention that because I just try to get it out there. But there's never an end to it. So, okay, I'm Alex S. Jones then. This will be a news article. See, he admitted it now. Sure, and simultaneously I'm that other Alex Jones who's 50-something years old and a high-level Scientologist. And I'm the old Alex Jones, the industrialist who owns a bunch of factories, 70-something or 80-something. I don't know, he's an old man up in Canada. I'm him, too. And I'm the Alex Jones who writes for the Statesman and takes photos for them. And I'm not, but I guess I am. I mean, I'm just everybody. And you can now find what they say or do and then attribute it to me all day like a bunch of idiots. It's kind of fun to do this. And, you know, when somebody a few years ago, 5 years ago, put out that bull about Alex Jones doing something mean to a family for ABC again, that same garbage, that person told me privately, oh, I'm wrong. Yeah, it's not true. But, you know, I can't go back on it. I'd look bad. And I kind of just forgave them. Okay, well, you just didn't mean it. And then later they do the same stuff. I mean, that's why there's no more Mr. Nice Guy. What you've got is a bunch of people in this movement who are either on the payroll of the globalist, or more often than not, they're just total egomaniacs. They're not in it for the survival of the human species, for the survival of creativity and freedom and love and beauty. They're just people who hate anything and everything and just are on a power trip and want to be some type of leader. And there's all these little cliques and junior high, you know, mentality groups out there. And you just got the wrong show, folks. And, you know, that caller called in. I was answering his questions. It wasn't enough. I'd say, no, that's not true. No, this isn't true. So you could tell, see, after he has given all those answers, he won't stop what he says or what he believes. But it's good to have people talking about you, even if it's lies. It just, I guess any publicity is good, as they say. But it didn't matter. I mean, I could tell where it was going from the tone from the beginning. It's this very high and mighty up here, you know, being the inquisitor. And as soon as I answer the question, he would, you know, off to the next one. It was just pointless. Well, I'm having fun. See, I still take a lot of calls today and cover a lot of news, but caller got me off on the primrose path. It'll probably be headlines. Jones admits he's controlled by ABC. Jones admits it. Why, he went on the air and admitted it. It won't be any of what I said. He admits the relationship. And yeah, my feet are standing on carpet right now. I wonder what company made this. To find out who the owner of the company is that sold this carpet, this building I'm in, then we can. And then he walked on carpet that was made by a manufacturer who once called for global government. I mean, come on, folks. Number one, I've also said this many times, you shouldn't care who Alex Jones is. I mean, frankly, I'm salt of the earth, real deal, fighting the New World Order, tooth and nail, constantly. Love this country, love freedom, love the Second Amendment. Tears my guts out seeing what's happening. Tears my guts out seeing people getting conned by the carpetbaggers down here in Central Texas that have come down here to run their situations. It hurts my heart to sell the disinfo that's so obvious and, you know, it sticks out like a sore thumb. And it hurts my feelings. But see, it's easier to just fight with each other and froth and be mindless than to fight the New World Order. But there's some other good news. You know, it's not just that the free trade area of the Americas is in deep trouble. It's not just that they're going after this land grabbing that's happening, trying to pass laws to restrict that heavily and get back to private property. It's not just that a bunch of Schwarzenegger initiatives went down. One of them actually was good about parental consent for abortions. But see, that was just tagged on to make conservatives go vote for it, folks. And that was going to be selectively enforced the way it was written, to where it'd be kind of like the partial birth abortion ban where it's got loopholes in it you can drive a Mack truck through. But other good news, Tony Blair had a bunch of police state legislation that he pinned his career on. This is the big one. We got to get this done. He failed. Now he's saying it doesn't matter. We'll just move on to the next thing. But we've got to beat BioShield 2, the forced inoculation that they're trying to pass. We've got to beat this liability protection. We've got to beat all this stuff. We've beaten Bush with his total amnesty plan, barely. We've beaten a lot of things, but we have to get focused on those. That's why we bring you the guest and bring you the information and try to stay focused and not be part of a ninnying little sewing circle of just mindless junior high level mentality and gossip. Okay, now I'm going to really accelerate through your calls, because I said I'm going to take a lot of calls today, and by God, I want to get that done. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Mass. David, go ahead.
Alex, how are you today?
Good.
And happy to hear that the rumors of your demise were indeed greatly exaggerated.
Man, I really get sick of it. I mean, people got to be smarter than this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. You shouldn't obviously give it any concern. Listen, I got a couple of things here. Article from the Globe a couple of days ago, U.S. mandates more security in online banking, complex ID verification designed to combat fraud, of course, the usual thing. And for the Bank of America customers out there like me, they're going to be implementing this thing called SiteKey, and it's a multi-tier system, but what it does is it's going to ask you all, you're going to have to go through the usual bureaucratic hoops, and then it will verify a fingerprint, which will, of course, target your hard drive serial numbers and various computer parts. Well, I want to know, what else is it going to look at? Is it going to take a snapshot of my hard drive and all my files? I guess, since it just ties in.
Wait, the Bank of America is already trying to go to where you have to have a biometric terminal to get to do online banking?
Yes, they are. That's the program is called SiteKey.
Well, I know that 3 years ago they engineered into all the new Microsoft Windows systems. That's already integrated, the biometrics, and now grocery stores from Ohio to Texas are putting the thumb scanners in and jerking out the service lanes. I mean, it's all happening right now. I knew that some Bank of Americas had gone to face scanning. I mean, I know people who've walked into them and they go, "Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Good day. Well, how'd you know? You haven't been here." Well, we have facial recognition. And
Alex, and the big article about the FBI mining, information on regular citizens the other day in MSNBC.
All citizens in the White House has an enemies list.
Yep. That's right. That's exactly it. And I think that's what they're going
to
do.
Whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment?
Alex, listen to this. I mean, what are they going to do if people want to sit down the old-fashioned way, get their checkbook out, and put the 37-cent stamp on an envelope and send it out? What are they going to do?
Well, a lot of people just say, hey, this is just the future. Accept it. No, the industries admit it is to tax and control and track and restrict activities.
Absolutely.
It is it is a huge Gattaca, Brave New World, 1984 system, and we've been screaming bloody murder since day one on this, and now it's all starting to go into place, the prison grid.
You're absolutely right. Alex, one other thing. Have you seen Fallujah, the Hidden Massacre yet? You have to look at that if you haven't seen it.
You're talking about the documentary?
The documentary on RAI, yes.
Yeah, we linked to it yesterday.
Yeah, Rents has got it on his site, but let me give your listeners another site because there's a lot of different other documentaries that they can watch. There's another one on Fallujah that was produced by Deep Dish TV, and it ties in with the Fallujah Hidden Massacre. It's so indiscriminate, massive killing, I just can't even describe. But here's the site. It's www.novakeo, that's NOVAKEO.com.
All right, listen, I got to move on, but just do this. Email me any links to stuff, and we'll put links up to it, okay?
Absolutely. Alex, I sent you the Barnett video also in the mail at your old Lamar address, so I'll...
Oh, thank you. I did get that, I believe, yes.
Yeah, well, you'd be looking for it if you didn't. All right, good. Have a good weekend, Alex.
I saw something that said Barnett on it. Maybe some, when did you send it?
A couple days ago, so you probably haven't gotten it yet.
I think somebody else must have sent it too.
Yeah, but I uploaded it also to another site with an email link, so yeah, so I don't know about that. But
all right, thank you
for it.
Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. On the subject he mentioned, this is happening now. I mean, you have to go into that bank and you have to tell them, no, I'll do online banking without thumb scanning, and no, I'm going to go into my bank and I'm not going to do all this, or I'm going to take my money out of your bank, and you've got to support the little banks that don't do it. But let me just boil this down. The vast majority, we have these government statistics of identity fraud, happens when companies sell bulk lists. They sell your name, your social security number, everything, to basically any company that will buy it. And a lot of these are dummy companies who then sell it and launder it to somebody else, who then en masse from Malaysia or Israel or Germany or Russia, or South Africa or Venezuela, I mean, it happens all over, or right here in the U.S., but normally outside the country, goes in and hits everybody for thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars. The lion's share of identity fraud, it happens there, but they've got you convinced it happens in grocery stores. They've got you convinced it happens when you're online. Online's one of the safest places. So you got old-line government media and old-line government stores and online government brick-and-mortar systems demonizing it. But if you look at the statistics, most of the identity fraud is not when you go in and pay for gas and give a check or give a credit card to the guy behind the counter. He swipes it. It goes into the database. And then later, somebody down the line with that data sale. Speaking of Bank of America, it was Bank of America a few months ago that sold all that data to a couple other banks, millions of people's data. And so that's where it's happening, and they've done major studies. This came out in the British press, is why now for like the seventh, eighth time they defeated national ID cards. And even Microsoft has come out and admitted that creating these identity cards with all this data on them in one spot will actually make it worse. And you watch, it's going to get worse. It's like everything. The bigger the drug war gets, the more police, the more people in prison, the more drugs we have on the streets. The bigger the war on terror gets, the more terror we have worldwide. It's because this is how it works. It's a Ponzi scheme. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Problem, reaction, solution. And the global system is going in. They're standardizing the ID cards. The state ID cards are being federally standardized. Then federally, they're being standardized with Europe. Europe is standardizing them with Asia. There's only a few countries, just a handful of, quote, rogue nations that aren't going along with this, and they're the countries on the verge of being invaded and that have our government, funding revolutions in their countries. So there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Switzerland now gives the data up on Swiss bank accounts. The Caymans are giving up data. It's just total. It's world government. They call them tax havens. The U.S. is globally considered a tax haven, and they're signing treaties to jack our taxes up to over 70%. I mean, this is public. And so that's why all this is bad. You go, well, I have nothing to hide with my finances. The government has something to hide. They're the ones that rob and steal and want to abuse you. It's going to be so bad, you're going to want to, quote, cheat, and then they're going to get you. I mean, this is a hellish system. And besides, we all make mistakes in banking and in taxes. Even if you try to fly straight, they've written the tax code where you can't fly straight. That's even Money Magazine admits that. They had 50 different accountants a few years ago do 50 different tax returns. They were all different. Again, they write these laws where you can't comply. We're going to go back to your calls in a minute, but since the caller brought this up, here's ZDNet Asia. IBM calls for global identity management solution. Our comment is, IBM has been the globalist ID technology arm for many, many years, dating back to its shameful involvement in branding Jewish prisoners in Nazi death camps. Those were the IBM identification numbers. International standards backed up by UN body are needed to clear up the international identity verification mess, according to a senior IBM Global Services executive. And it goes on to call for a world identification number. It's already here. By the time they say they need it, they're already doing it. And you know what comes with a global ID? A global tax, a global court, a global enforcement arm. And it's all happening. And every bit of control you give them, the worse things get. And you'll just give up more freedom. Maybe if I just lick boots more and go along more, I'll be okay. Oh, but stuff's getting worse, even worse. I have to grovel even more. Maybe then it'll be okay. Well, I gave up even more freedom, and it only got worse. You know, I want you 10 years from now to remember this broadcast out there, the person that's laughing. I want the people that are laughing right now, or the people that just think they can't do anything, or the cop listening right now that knows a lot of this is true, but, so what can I do about it? I want you to remember long, long, many years from now, if we're unable to stop this, and all the things that I talk about really come to fruition, and you're just kicking yourself like Alexander Solzhenitsyn did, just wishing you'd have done something. Shame on you. Shame on you. But perhaps then, when there's little chance of defeating it, perhaps then we can have the victory. When all the veils have been ripped aside and all the denial is gone. But even then, I think you'll embrace the evil, won't you? You'd rather embrace it.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gerald and Jerry and others. Your calls are coming up here in a moment. We're offering a bunch of super specials right now on my documentary films. I don't have the special sheet here in front of me, but you get all three of my best DVD films. That's 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, 9-1-1, Rise of the Police State, and American Dictators. All of these are excellent films. Two of them are almost 3 hours. Well, one is 3 hours, one is right below 3 hours, and one is right at 2 hours. It's actually over 2 hours, American Dictators, with the extras. But just all three are excellent films. Don't have time to get into all the stuff they cover, but it's powerful. It exposes who the globalists are, the secret societies, what happened on 9-11. The police state, I mean, you'll see in Road to Tyranny where they're going to thumb scan you to buy and sell, where they say all Christians are terrorists, enemies of the federal government, official FEMA training, not just their manuals, FEMA teaching police this. I mean, arresting women because they, you know, have my videos, because they don't submit to searches without warrants for no reason at a warrantless checkpoint. I mean, this is the type of stuff we've got in just one of the films, 9-11, The Road to Tyranny. And even if you already have 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, let's say you don't have Martial Law or American Dictators, get the three-tape special for $44.95. It's like a $30-plus discount. And give Road to Tyranny as a gift this Christmas, or give it as a birthday present, or just give it to your neighbor. And I'm holding in my hand Tex Marr's new book that's actually over 3 pounds, 3 pounds and something. It is the size of like the Fort Worth phone book. I mean, this sucker is big. Secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden codes of the Illuminati. My wife can't put it down. I mean, she looks at it every night. It's just every page is over 1,000 photos, documents, all the secret signs they're flashing, what they're communicating, what they're doing. This thing will blow you away. And the name of the book is Codex Magica. We're carrying it. We've got it. We're also now carrying The Coming Battle about the banking system. It's excellent as well. The innermost secrets of the Illuminati beckon you. They vowed you would never know. They thought there was no way you could possibly unmask the sick things they had been hiding. They were wrong. Now, thanks to the incredible revelations in this amazing book, you can discover their innermost secrets. You can identify the members of the Illuminati and unravel their astonishing plan to control and manipulate. You can crack the Illuminati code. They have their own hidden language. Codex Magica is an awesome in its scope and revelations. It contains over 1,000 actual photographs and illustrations. You'll see with your own eyes the world's leading politicians and celebrities invoking America's richest and most powerful, including America's most rich and powerful, caught in the act as they perform occult magic. Once you understand their covert signals, encoded picture messages, your world will never be the same. Destiny will be made manifest. You will know the truth, and everything will become clear. And I totally agree. You need to get Codex Magica, available at Infowars.com via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or send $35 plus $4 shipping and handling. It's an expensive book because it's so lavish. And send that to 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or as I said, order via Infowars.com. And we are shipping these babies out as we speak. Codex Magica. And don't forget, PrisonPlanet.tv, all of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, all of my best audio interviews, my weekly TV reports, special video reports. They're all up there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Get your membership today and give a membership as a gift. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Sign up for a year, you get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv. And by doing that, you also support a radio broadcast on the front lines of fighting the New World Order and the global slave grid. We'll come back, go right to your calls, and plunge into more news as we start the second hour in 70 seconds. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.